Sometimes people try to force others to do what they want or to prey on certain weaknesses. There is a story about two older relatives who bothered a younger man and one of their nephews and said at every wedding they attended, "When are you getting married? When are you getting married?" And they used to poke him in the ribs with this, which hurt him. But he found a way to stop them, because at every future funeral, he said, "When are you going? When are you going?" These are funny things. In the Ukrainian sermon, I mentioned two important themes that run throughout the Gospels. The first one is that life is a gift. And the second one is that our own judgment depends on how we judge one another. The story told in today's Gospel is a simple one. A person is forgiven an exorbitant amount by his master, but then he sees his fellow servant who owes him a minuscule amount and starts choking him and will not forgive him his debt. This is a reflection of how little we hurt each other and how little we owe each other and how much God has forgiven us. And the person who realizes how much God has forgiven them is all the more willing to offer forgiveness to others. Often when you hear spiritual writers say, God requires things of us, sometimes people take this to mean as if God needs something from us. No, everything he requires of us is for our good. It's like the saint who prayed, "Lord, help me who does not want to help herself." We require things of ourselves, but God requires good things. Can I ruin my life, God? No, you really shouldn't. Can I do this or that bad thing? No, you shouldn't steal, you shouldn't lie, you shouldn't cheat. Boy, God, can I ruin my life? It's like the teenager who keeps on doing wrong things and complains, "Why are my parents always telling me to stop?" Because you're doing something wrong. So this simple knowledge that we have of trying to become better people, that religion is not an obligation. Religion is not giving God something that he doesn't have. But it's about becoming better human beings for each other and giving God the only gift he wants, our love and our good life. People say that sin is the worst thing in the world. I don't think so. It's the denial of sin that's even worse than that. The fact that sometimes it's very hard to face the reality of who we are. And so we make up illusions as if reality is just one option in the choices that we have. So today, I just want to repeat what I said before. God wants us to be better. All his commandments are to help us enjoy life and enjoy the pleasures that life gives. His burden is not a heavy burden. His burden is a light burden. Of course, life is not without its struggles or tragedies or joys and happiness. And God's ways, hopefully we will find out, are the best way to live. God bless you as you decide what is best for your life by getting the wisdom from the gospel of Jesus. Slava Iisusu Hristu!